Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff. Sit back, relax for the next 5 minutes or so, and Kim and I are going to give you some nice things to think about. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visitvalentine.org. Well, that's the website. And then get in your vehicle, make a trip here to Cherry County, Nebraska. Check out 50 things to do online. You're not going to get them all done in a short period of time, but you could certainly get a trip down the Niobrara River or the Nebraska Star Party coming up here at the end of July. Again, it's online. Visit valentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, TSLN, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And don't forget, the 102nd annual Deadwood Days of 76 Rodeo gets started July 21st through the 27th. Sunday, July 21st, is the PRCA steer roping. Then on Monday, it's WPRA barrel racing and breakaway roping slack. Rodeo performances the 24th through the 27th. That's 7 p.m. each evening at the arena. And don't forget the parades Friday at 1:30 and Saturday at 10 a.m. Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the Days of 76. Here's a great lesson on stress, or maybe how to deal with stress. A young lady confidently walked around the room while leading and explaining stress management to an audience with a raised glass of water. Everyone knew that she was going to ask the ultimate question: half empty or half full? Well, she fooled them all. "How heavy is this glass of water?" she inquired with a smile. Answers called out ranged from about 8 ounces to about 20 ounces. She replied, "The absolute weight doesn't really matter. It depends on how long I hold it. If I hold it for a minute, that's not a problem. If I hold it for an hour, I have an ache in my right arm. If I hold it for a day, you'll have to call an ambulance. In each case, it's the same weight, but the longer I hold it, the heavier it becomes." She continued, "And that's the way it is with stress. If we carry our burdens all the time, sooner or later, as the burden becomes increasingly heavy, we won't be able to carry on. As with the glass of water, you have to put it down for a while and rest before holding it again. When we're refreshed, we can carry on with the burden, holding stress longer and better each time practiced. So, as early in the evening as you can, put all of your burdens down. Don't carry them through the evening and into the night. Pick them up tomorrow." A lesson on stress.
I remember the story about the old country preacher who had a teenage son, and it was getting time the boy should give some thought along the line of choosing a profession. Like many young men, then and now, the boy didn't really know what he wanted to do, and he didn't seem overly concerned about it. One day, while the boy was away at school, his father decided to try an experiment. What he did was he went into the boy's room and placed on his study table these three objects: a Bible, a silver dollar, and a bottle of whiskey. "Now then," the old preacher said to himself, "I'll just hide behind the door here, and when my son comes home from school this afternoon, I'll see which of these three objects he picks up. If he picks up the Bible, he's going to be a preacher like me, and what a blessing that would be. If he picks up the dollar, he's going to be a businessman, and that would be okay too. But if he picks up the bottle, he's going to be a drunkard, a no-good drunkard, and Lord, what a shame that would be." The old man was anxious as he waited, and soon as he heard his son's footsteps as he came in the house whistling and headed back to his room. He deposited his books on the bed as a matter of routine, and as he turned around to leave the room, he spotted the objects on the table. With a curious set in his eye, he walked over to inspect them. What he finally did was he picked up the Bible and placed it under his arm. He picked up the silver dollar and dropped it into his pocket. He uncorked the bottle and took a big drink. "Lord have mercy," the old man whispered, "he's gonna be a politician."
I did not see that one coming. Here's something to leave you with today on The Good Stuff. This was said by the famous philosopher Jay Leno of The Tonight Show. "Now, there are more overweight people in America than average weight people. So, overweight people are now average, which means that you've met your New Year's resolution to be average weight." Jay Leno.
Oh, there you go. I'm not sure. That's not good, folks.
And thanks for tuning in to your local radio station for The Good Stuff.